The programming on 88.1 FM is made possible in part by WWER Watts members, who show their support of community radio by donating online at wwer.org/membership. If you like our programming, please consider contributing to wwer.org/membership.
The following radio play is a production of Colonial Beach Playhouse. We are a nonprofit community theater. Our new venue is located on Hawthorne Street in downtown Colonial Beach. More information and a way to support the Playhouse through donations is available on our website, cbplayhouse.org. Like our former radio plays, this story takes place in the town of Colonial Beach. Unlike our other plays, this story takes place in the present. It could occur in any town in the country. In fact, it could have taken place in just about any town in the world. It is entirely fictional, but it is based on the challenges and goodness of people everywhere. And now, it's time for Chesapeake Mystery Theater. Tonight's episode is entitled Quarantined. It is December 2021. We are at the modest home of Della and Jim Parks, both in their 50s. It is midday, but they are at home. Della used to work part-time at a salon in town, but the owner shut down during the pandemic, and she has not found work since. Jim is a physical therapist at a nursing home. He has been called back to work, but on a very limited basis. He has not been called to work in several days.
No mail. Just some junk mail.
I was hoping for a letter from Jesse.
Jesse? Why would he be writing to us? He never writes us.
Well, I had called him a couple of times. I left a message both times, but he never called back.
No surprise there.
So I sent him a letter in the form of a Christmas card. I told him we'd be home for Christmas and invited him for Christmas dinner.
Yeah, we'll be home for Christmas. Where else would we be?
It would be so nice to have Christmas together. It's been years since we've been together as a family.
Did you entice him with your famous meatloaf dinner with all the trimmings? Or did you ask him to bring the dinner?
Oh, Jim, I didn't say anything about food.
One of these mailers is from that baked ham place. Take a look at the prices they're asking.
I know we can't afford that.
Well, maybe he can. He's making out pretty well at that new hospital in D.C.
He's working long hours, Jim. I heard they filled up the beds there again. I expect it's this new variant. They need good young doctors like Jesse. I'm so glad that when he was in medical school, we were both working and able to help support him.
Yeah, the world gained a doctor. We lost a son.
It's been exactly a year since we both saw him.
What? It's been longer than that. Oh, that's right. We got quarantined last December when that guy at the nursing home tested positive. Jesse came home the next day and tested us both. When we tested negative, he was out of here before you can say goodbye. We were stuck at home, alone, over Christmas and New Year's.
I'm just hoping he can get away for one day to come see us and talk for a while.
Della, something else is bothering you. I can tell.
No, it's nothing. Just the strangest thing. After Jesse didn't call back, I wanted to look again at those photos we took of him when he was a baby and growing up here. You know, I keep them in a box and store the box in the bottom drawer of my dresser.
Yeah, I know.
Well, they're missing. Did you get them out for some reason?
No, why would I? I'm sorry. You don't remember the last time you looked at them? Maybe you stored them somewhere else.
Well, I don't remember. I guess I must have. Who else but you and I would have looked at them? But I've looked everywhere. You know, I was going to put them in an album. Ever since I saw that website on preserving photos, I just put it off because I felt that at this time we needed the money for other things.
Yes, you have mentioned it often.
I'll get it. Oh, Jim, look out the window. It's a police car.
I'll go. Oh, Sergeant Kinsale. What's up?
Thought I would drop by. We got a couple of leads on your missing canoe.
Did you find it?
Possibly. First, a couple of days ago, I was having a slow day, so I started asking around at your neighbors. Do you know the lady that lives about three doors down in the greenhouse?
Not really. She's new.
A Mrs. Johnson. She remembers seeing a pickup truck coming from the direction of your house, with an old canoe in the back. She remembered it because the truck was brand new, and the canoe looked old and ratty.
Did she know what make the truck was?
No. She didn't suspect anything. And I gathered she doesn't know much about cars.
That sounds like my canoe. I'm embarrassed that I reported this to the police. That canoe has great sentimental value to me. I built it myself when I was 21. I'm very proud of it. 30 years ago, it looked pretty sharp. I caught a lot of fish in that canoe. When it sprung a leak, I told myself I'd needed to get my tools and get her ship shape. Just never had the never got around to it. Did Mrs. Johnson say what color the pickup was?
Of course, it was black.
Well, there must be 100 black pickups in Colonial Beach, not counting hundreds more in the nearby counties. Did she remember the date?
She thinks it was around mid-October.
That's possible, I guess, but I didn't notice it missing until early November. It was on the side of my house, and I'd almost forgotten about it.
The real reason I came today is that someone has reported a canoe washed up in the shallows of Rosier Creek. I checked it out, and it's an older canoe, but it's pretty beat up by the waves on the rocks. I could show it to you now if you would like.
Let's go.
Sergeant Kinsale asks Jim to get in his squad car, and they drive to the end of Shellfield Lane. They walk toward the creek.
It's over there, between those two rocks.
Wow, it's pretty broken up, all right. But, Sergeant, that's not my canoe.
We'll get back to Quarantined in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor, Colonial Beach Playhouse. Right now, we are on Colonial Avenue in Colonial Beach. Excuse me, miss, do you live in Colonial Beach?
Oh, hi. No, but I live nearby, and I come to Colonial Beach often. I love it.
Wonderful. Please tell our listeners why you love it here.
Well, I like the beach, of course. It's so much fun just to walk along the boardwalk. And I like the little shops and going to the restaurants. And the people here are so friendly. There's music and art, and now there's a little theater right in downtown Colonial Beach where they put on plays and other performances.
You mean Colonial Beach Playhouse?
Yes! I just went there to a show called The Savannah Sipping Society. It was so funny, and the actors are real good.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, I did. And now they are working to improve the theater inside and out to make it even better for the people that come to shows there.
That's right. We're adding tiered rows and more comfortable chairs.
And did you know that everyone who works on their play is a volunteer?
And most of the labor to improve the facility is also performed by volunteers. You can find out more on the Playhouse website, cbplayhouse.org.
Yes, and I'm thinking of volunteering there too. You might even see me on stage there next year.
You see, folks, Colonial Beach has everything, including community theater.
When you say beach, make sure you start it with Colonial. Colonial Beach, the finest town in all Virginia.
You'll come to sun.
You'll come to swim.
You'll come to boat.
You'll come to fish.
You'll come to see mystery.
Enjoy our arts.
Our restaurants.
Our many shops.
Our water sports.
You'll come to play. You'll come to stay. In Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Yes, Colonial Beach, Virginia, where Southern hospitality meets Northern neck vitality. And now, the conclusion of Quarantined. It is now December 13th. No progress has been made in apprehending whoever took Jim's canoe, and Della has still not found her missing family photos.
Hello? What's this? A Christmas tree? Is anyone there? Well, who would have sent this? It even has lights on it. Jim wouldn't have ordered this, I'm sure. I wonder if they got the wrong address. What's this tag? To Jim and Della Parks, Merry Christmas, and our address. Well, what in the world?
When Jim gets home, he is annoyed. No, he didn't order it. Does someone think they can't afford their own tree? But then he realizes they can't. Still, he doesn't like to be considered a charity case. But what can he do? He sets the tree up in the living room. But 2 days later, in the morning, Jim is leaving for work and he finds something on the front lawn.
Della! Come out here!
What is it, Jim?
Come see! Someone must have put this on our lawn last night, in the middle of the night.
My goodness, it's a nativity scene.
I can see that. You didn't order it, Shirley.
No, of course not. It looks like the one we put up years ago. Remember, it was the Christmas after 9/11. Jesse was in the second grade. Don't you remember?
I remember, but it was nothing like this one. The one we bought was made out of cardboard. It barely lasted 3 years. The storm we had 3 years later destroyed it. Made it look like the baby Jesus was taking a bath. This thing's sturdy, made out of plaster of Paris or something.
But the cow? The sheep? Everything just as I remember it.
So you think it was put here by someone? Some do-gooder who knew us 20 years ago?
Maybe.
And 5 days later, on December 20th, the park's doorbell rang again. By the time Della answered the front door, a car was driving off and a market basket was sitting on their front porch. In it was a frozen turkey and several other foods fit for a holiday dinner. There was a note that said, "Dear Mr. and Mrs. Parks, do not eat this until Christmas." Della calls Jim to the door.
Look at this, Jim.
"Dear Mr. and Mrs. Parks, do you think it's from our church?"
"I don't think so. They wouldn't have dumped it off and just left it here."
"I suppose whoever it is just being nice. But it's starting to annoy me."
Then, on the 23rd, FedEx leaves a package at the door.
"What is it?"
"Why, it's a package. A heavy package. Shall I open it?"
"Is there a return address?"
"Yes. No name, but it's from Washington, D.C. Maybe it's from Jesse."
"Well, open it."
"It's a wrapped package. There's a tag, 'To Mom from Jesse.' It is from Jesse. I don't see anything here addressed to you. I guess he'll send that later."
"I don't expect anything from him. We didn't send him anything, just a card, and that was from you. You going to open your present?"
"Tomorrow, after dinner. Maybe he'll come."
"Please, Della, don't get your hopes up. You know he's busy."
But on the next day, December 24th, Della got the call she was hoping for.
"Hello? Jesse! Is that really you? Thank you for the package. It arrived yesterday." "No, I haven't opened it. I was hoping maybe you could be here for dinner. We're having turkey with all the trimmings." "Really? Around noon." "Oh, that is wonderful. Your dad will be so pleased. Do you want to talk to him?" "Sure. Tomorrow. Oh, this is so exciting. We love you. See you then." "Jim, did you hear? Jesse's coming for dinner tomorrow."
"You must have got some time off. Well, it will be good to see him."
"It will be wonderful. I hope he has Sunday off, too, and can stay overnight. I'm going to straighten up his room, just in case."
And on Christmas Day, Jesse arrives on schedule.
"Jesse!
Merry Christmas, Mom."
"What have you got there?"
"It's a bottle of wine, the kind Dad liked."
"That's so nice of you. He's in the kitchen, peeling potatoes." He doesn't show it, but I can tell he's just as excited you're here as I am.
I know he is, Mom.
Jim! Jesse's here! Come here and say hello!
Hi, Jesse. Long time no see.
I know. That apron looks good on you, Dad.
Yes, your mom thinks I'll slop on my nice Christmas shirt that I got 10 years ago.
Sit down, Jim. I just decided I want to open my gift now. Is that all right, Jesse?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Can I take off the apron?
Of course. Oh, I feel just like a little girl. But this package is too heavy to be a doll. I can't imagine what it might be. Oh, it looks like... Oh, it's a beautiful scrapbook. Oh, but Jesse, I feel so bad. I know you got me this for all those pictures of when you were growing up, but I've misplaced them. Jim, you've got to help me find them.
Look inside the scrapbook, Mom.
Look inside? Oh my gosh! Jim, look! Our photos! All so professionally mounted. Are they all here, Jesse?
They're all there.
Did you do this?
I wish. No, I was a little busy. But they are professionally done. I was surprised to find that there are people who make their living helping people make scrapbooks.
But how? When did you... Now, who could that be?
Oh, hello. I'm sorry to bother you on Christmas, but it may be important. Is your husband at home?
Yes, he's right here. Jim, a lady wants to talk to you.
How can we help you?
You don't know me, but I'm your neighbor from down the street. About a month ago, I learned that someone had stolen your canoe. I called the police and told them I saw a new black pickup truck with an old canoe in the back going down our street. It was a couple of months ago.
Yes.
Well, I was coming home from church today, and there was the same black pickup parked right in front of your house. And there's something in the back covered with a tarp. I think it might be a canoe.
Della, I think I better check this out.
Jesse, when you arrived, did you see a black pickup in front of our house?
That's my truck. Just bought it in July. One of the few luxuries I've allowed myself.
Your truck? You better go talk to Jim. He looked like he was about to call the police.
No, let's just watch. Open the drapes, Mom.
They're pulling off the tarp. It is a canoe, but that can't be Jim's. His sprung a leak and it's been rotting by the side of the house for years. That canoe looks brand new. Mrs. Johnson is shaking her head, but Jim's turning it over. He looks puzzled. He's really examining it. I guess he still has an interest in boats. Boy, he's really looking it over. Now he's crying.
Yes, Jim was crying, because he had just found the note that said, "From Jesse to Dad." And Jesse went out to talk to his father. Della watched them for a while through the living room window, Jim asking a lot of questions, Jesse smiling while he provided the answers. Della went back to the kitchen and finished preparing the Christmas dinner. When the men returned, she was putting the last of the dinner on the table. Jim explained he had many more questions, but they were to wait until after dinner.
So where's the pumpkin pie?
How did you know we were having pumpkin pie?
Well, it is my favorite. I just assumed.
All right, that does it. You were behind this, weren't you? Christmas tree, the nativity scene, the food. That was all you. But why? And mostly, how did you do it?
Well, it's a long story. It all started last Christmas. One of the doctors at the hospital, a woman named Rosie.
I knew there had to be a woman involved.
Oh, a romantic interest.
No. But she certainly has become a good friend. She's 42, 15 years older than I am. She knows a lot of things about healthcare, they don't teach you in college. I sought her out for some advice and found her crying. She was a mess. I'm sorry, Dr. Morelli. I can come back later.
Sit down, Parks. And don't call me Dr. Morelli. It makes me feel old. It's Rosalind.
Okay, Rosalind. It just looks like you're having a bad day.
It could be any day. Right now, I'm feeling like a bad person.
You are not a bad person. I haven't known you long, but long enough to know that you're a very good person.
No, I know what good people are like. My parents were good people.
Your parents are...
dead. They both died this year.
I'm so sorry. Was it the coronavirus?
My father had many physical problems, but the virus finished him off. He died in July. My mother died in October.
COVID as well?
No. I examined her. Others examined her. An autopsy was inconclusive. It is my professional opinion that she died of a broken heart.
She missed your father?
Yeah, that, and I think she missed her daughter, too.
Your sister?
No, Parks. I was their only child. I love my parents, but they never went to college. I guess I didn't feel I had much in common with them, except blood. I told myself I was too busy in my career, but the truth is, I thought they were boring. You got family, Parks?
Oh, yes. My mom and dad, they still live in Colonial Beach.
It's Christmas, Parks. Why aren't you with your parents?
Actually, I just saw them a couple of days ago. They're quarantined right now. My dad is a physical therapist at a nursing home. One of his patients tested positive. I tested them both, and they were both negative.
So what are you doing here?
Well, as you know, we're all working overtime right now. I didn't feel right asking for time off. We are needed here.
I'll tell you something, Parks. Next Christmas, you'll be with your parents. I'll see to it.
And she did. She's not really my boss, but she has some seniority. She pulled some strings, and here I am.
I hope I can meet her someday so I can thank her.
Oh, okay, but how did you do this? You would have had to make a lot of trips to Colonial Beach, and you never came to see us.
I only had to make one trip to Colonial Beach. I was working almost every day. I needed some local help, so I called an old friend. And we arranged a day in October when we both had a day off.
An old friend? Who was that?
You remember I was on the basketball team, right?
Of course.
Well, when I was a sophomore and rode the bench all year, there was a senior, one of our top scorers. We weren't close buddies, but he liked me and I liked him. Turns out he was the only one on the team who returned to Colonial Beach after college. So I gave him a call.
What was his name?
Pat Kinsale. You never met him.
Don't remember him. Wait a minute. You mean Sergeant Kinsale?
The very same.
So he knew all about this, all along.
He sure did. That day in October, he and I rode past your house about 10 times. You were at work, and finally Mom went out to do some shopping, I guess. I was parked on 2nd Street. He dropped me off, and I hurried over and tossed the canoe in the truck. I knew about the photos in Mom's drawer, and I had a key to the house. I couldn't believe it still worked. Saved me more time. If I had to climb in the window or something, someone might have called the cops. But I had parked right across the street with this radio on. Anyways, I was in and out of there in a minute.
Jesse, you had me worried I was losing my marbles.
Sorry about that, Mom. You still got all your marbles and your photos. And there's a CD in the back of the scrapbook with all the photos recorded on it. You can keep the CD in a separate place.
But how about the Christmas tree and the nativity scene and the groceries?
I had all those delivered to the Kinsales. Pat had a nephew who is a senior at the high school. I guess Pat hired him to deliver the tree and to help Pat set up the nativity scene in the middle of the night. The nephew also delivered the groceries.
And Mrs. Johnson? Was she in on it too?
No, that was a surprise. But it worked out well. Thanks again to Pat. He heard the call come in from Mrs. Johnson. He also knew about a wrecked canoe in the river that someone had called in. So he rushed over to your house and made up that story about canvassing the neighborhood, which never happened, of course. Then he took you over to see the wrecked canoe, just to throw you off the track if you might have suspected it was me.
That rascal.
As I recall, he was in every play the high school ever put on. It probably helps to have some acting experience if you're a cop.
He had me fooled, all right. Della, you should have seen that canoe. When I pulled the tarp off, what I saw was the spitting image of my canoe. I turned it over, and incredibly, there were my initials that I had carved in the rail 35 years ago. Jesse told me he took it to a guy who restores small boats and dinghies and such. And get this, Jesse has a picture of me and him when we were fishing in that boat. He was about 10 in the photo. The guy used the photo to make the boat look like new.
I told him to make it exactly like Dad made it. But he couldn't resist adding one feature, a watertight locker in the bow.
It's okay. I love it. You know, Jesse, that canoe has seats for two adults if you can stick around for another day. We could take it out, maybe do some fishing. It's still rockfish season until the end of the year, and it's supposed to be calm tomorrow.
I know. As a matter of fact, thanks to Rosalind's arranging it, I can stay until New Year's.
Wonderful! Your room is all ready.
And there just happens to be a couple of brand new rods in the back seat, and all the gear rigged out for catching some rockfish.
Oh, I gotta see this. Come on, show me.
But Jim, Jesse, the pumpkin pie! Well, it seems I have my son back, and a happier husband. Thank you, God.
That concludes today's episode of Chesapeake Mystery Theater, Quarantined, featuring the voices of Cody Christensen, Sally Adams, Samuel Wallace, Judy Jarutka, Cher Lee, Eric Christensen, and Kira Thompson. I'm Stephen Thompson. This program has been brought to you by Colonial Beach Playhouse. Good things are happening in Colonial Beach.
You'll come to play, you'll come to stay in Colonial Beach, Virginia.
Until next time, we close the door on Chesapeake Mystery Theater. Good night. The performers in this production are volunteers who live in the Colonial Beach area. All of us at Colonial Beach Performing Arts Association wish you a joyous holiday season.